The September 11th terrorist attacks changed the city and the country in so many ways. Some are visible, like the armed soldiers at Penn Station and increased security at airports. Others are less so, like what's inside the city's newest skyscrapers. There's a building boom underway in New York, and as WNYC Stephen Nesson reports, architects are designing buildings with terror attacks and evacuations in mind.
On 9/11, Dan Kaplan saw the second plane hit the South Tower from the roof of his office in Chelsea. He's an architect at FX Fowl, a firm that specializes in tall buildings. Kaplan says 9/11 revealed a major flaw in skyscraper design.
One of the things that happened was that the explosion ripped through basically the spine of the building.
The core of the towers was made up of just steel and sheetrock, so when the planes hit, they severed essential services like power and water. Kaplan was part of a community of architects that began thinking about how to design a radically different building, one that could withstand a massive impact.
We are on the 33rd floor, 35. 35th floor of 11 Times Square.
The building was completed in 2011. The floors are wide open, no columns to break up the view. But it's what's behind the walls in the center of the building that makes this one different than older skyscrapers. The core, or spine, of the building is a beefy 3-foot-thick wall of concrete.
So the pipes that bring the water up for the sprinklers, the communication backbone, the electrical, the smoke exhaust systems are all protected by this 3-foot-thick concrete wall, unlike the original trade towers.
The stairways are also located in this core, which is essentially a concrete bunker. And unlike the old World Trade Center, today's skyscrapers are designed for quick and efficient evacuations. On the second floor, we step into the stairwell.
And this feels wider than your typical fire stair, right? It is. It's about 22 inches wider. So
the narrow stairs and the twin towers were one of the reasons there was a slow evacuation that ultimately cost lives. These are more than 6 feet wide.
This was the stair that deals with the population coming down, and then, if need be, firefighters going in the opposite, first responders going in the opposite direction.
Then Kaplan points out a subtle but important change to buildings since 9/11.
In New York, we generally build right to the property line. It's one of the things that makes New York a great thing. The buildings come right out to the sidewalk. We have this great sidewalk.
But from a security perspective, that's not ideal. Embassies and sensitive buildings are usually behind walls and fences. You can't really do that in a city. But many new buildings are set back from the street.
This is Manhattan. But even a modest pullback is a good thing.
Take 11 Times Square. It has a wide open lobby. And right outside on the street, there's a row of black granite bollards that light up at night. They're meant to prevent a vehicle from crashing into the building.
We took it as a design opportunity to make something gracious and welcoming, but it also has a defensive function as well.
Kaplan designed this building before the city's latest building codes were put in place. His firm is currently working on a project in Hudson Yards, which must follow even more stringent requirements, like including an emergency elevator or a third staircase for evacuations. Glenn Corbett is a professor of fire science at John Jay College. He helped the city come up with new building codes after 9/11. And he says at the turn of the 20th century, New York City was a leader when it came to skyscraper innovations.
New York City 100 years ago was the cat's meow. It had one of the biggest and best building codes out there.
But he says by 2001, the city had fallen way behind the rest of the world in failing to update its codes.
By 2001, the last building code had been adopted in 1968.
Corbett and families of 9/11 victims urged the city to adopt the international standard for tall buildings, which it finally did in 2008. Now, it updates the code every 3 years, and experts say we have some of the safest skyscrapers in the world. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.